Philippians, the second chapter. We'll start with the fifth verse. It's time for the saints to start allowing their minds to be renewed and transformed.
Yeah.
We got to get rid of that garbage, that stinking thinking.
Yeah.
But we always complain about what we don't have and what we need. And then we complain, when, how I'm going to get it. Instead of just holding your hands up to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't see it yet, but I thank you for it anyway.
Amen.
I can't sense it, but I know it's there. And so, Jesus was the pattern, so he was letting us know, my goodness, we can do this thing. It said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. How many heard that? Thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him a form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many caught that, that he had to die twice?
Yeah.
Man. Come on. Yeah. So do we. We have to die twice. Yeah. First thing we got to die out to is us.
Amen.
And then the Bible says, it's suspected unto every man to die once.
Right.
So we can't get around that either. If you think you got a way around it, just drop a little word in my ear or send me an email so I can see if it works. Amen. But he says, let this, that means the word let is very important, because that means you have to volunteer yourself for something.
Right.
And you know what we don't like most of all? Change. And we especially don't like it in our lives. Because we think we got this thing down. We got it down. I know how to do this. I haven't figured out how to do it in 60 years.
Alright.
And I find myself lost more now than I did then. Because then I didn't care. Now I care. So let this, so I figured I'd have to volunteer myself. How many understand? Volunteer myself. Here I am, Lord.
Yeah.
This mind. Oh, it's talking about an attitude, a disposition. Now, you know that means you got to change.
Right.
You can't keep being who you are. You might be high-headed. It means you got to change.
Right.
Well, you're always thinking crazy thoughts. You got to change. You got to submit yourself, therefore, to the Word of God.
Right.
And this Word, it commands something. It demands something of us. And a lot of times we don't want to let it go. I decided I had to let some things go.
Yeah.
Greatest period of my life was about 8 years ago. I woke up, sat on the side of the bed, and said, you know what? I'm done with all this mess.
Amen.
I don't care who get mad, who sits, they can stay sad, but I'm done with it. From that very moment, that's when God said, now you got to change your stinking thinking to blessed thinking. So I decided I'm going to let this mind have the attitude that Jesus had about everything.
Amen.
To the best of my ability.
Yeah.
Did nothing move Jesus. And if it did, he never let on that it moved him.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Let this mindset, this attitude, this disposition be in you. Now, it's got to be inside of you. It's got to be something that's working from the inside out. Which was also in Christ. When we look at the word Christ, it's talking about the anointed one. And then it confounds it up with Jesus, meaning the anointed Savior. So you got to allow that same mind be in you. To realize that your life is more important than what you think it is.
Amen.
Somebody out there needs your life. Somebody out there needs your strength. Somebody needs your joy. Somebody needs the same peace that you found. You can't give it to them if you don't practice it. And you practice it by letting the same mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. Amen. So we let this mind be in us. And listen to this. Who being in the form God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Some places says, I'm not sure it says, but ye are little gods, people, little children. But we have to find it in ourselves to realize that we have the power, the ability, and the right to be equal with God in this earth. Why? Because there's a God living in us. There's a God living in us. I bowl on Saturdays and they pray before we start every Saturday. And I'm listening to some of these prayers and the prayers already sound defeated. They already self-defeated. When they start praying, first thing they open up prayer with is, you know, all these demons and devils in these minds of people making them do this and making them do that. So I put my headset on yesterday. So, you know, I got a lot of stairs. I don't want to hear nobody degrade. No, forget that mess. They talk about that man up over in, who did all that shooting in Las Vegas. He was in his right mind. He wasn't led or pushed by no devil.
Amen.
That was his flesh. That's something he intended and wanted to do.
Amen.
But folks want to blame it on the devil. The devil got into him and the devil made him. No, that's something he wanted to do. The devil don't plan out stuff. Think about it. I know I'm getting in trouble. Amen. To be equal with God, or to have the same status as the Father. Jesus always said, when you see me, you see my Father, and when you see my Father, you see me, because I have the same status as my Father, but I'm not going to overthrow my Father. I'm going to do what the Word tells me to do. I'm going to follow His commandments and His precepts. I'm going to do it to let you know you can do it. That's why it was so important for me to come down here and become flesh.
Yeah.
Emmanuel. God with us.
Yeah.
So I can show you that it can be done. Now, it didn't say nothing about it being easy. All through the Bible is talking about you got to deal with fires and you got to deal with stresses and all these things you got to deal with. But the Word of God said, I've given you power over all these things. First thing we got to work on is our mind, though. You can't work on your disposition or your personality if you're not trying to live according to this Bible.
Right.
If you want to be good at something, you do what?
Right.
You practice it. Bible says, love your neighbor. You practice it. Some of these neighbors we got off the chain. You'd rather just get a stick of dynamite, throw it through their back window, and call it a day. But God said you can't do that. You've got to find it in yourself to love them. And you can't do it without having your mindset change. And then you have to realize, you know, I notice a lot of saints, when they think they arrived, they hit up again. You know. You can't shake their hand. You can't hug them. And they got to sit in a certain place. And, you know, this is that. And this is this. You know, tell me where you done arrived to so I can get there. God wants us to be humble. The more you get from God, the humbler you become. Not haughty. If we get like that, we'll be like the scribes and the Pharisees. Standing in their synagogues with their hands raised up, thinking they all that. Well, the saints have found themselves synagogues too. They call buildings. And they got church names on the front of them. And they just have gotten haughty. But God said He's going to break up all that mess. He made Himself count it not robbery. And you have to realize something. How important you are to God. You don't have to count it robbery to try to be equal with God. And the way you try to be equal with God is by changing your mindset, changing your attitude, changing your disposition. These are things that you have to do. God ain't going to come down and sit next to you and say, look here, bro. Sister, you think you can change this a little bit? He ain't going to do it. He going to send somebody next to you that's going to try to provoke you not to do it. It's going to be a trial like a fire. Don't nobody get on your nerve worse than your family. Y'all know it's the truth anyway. Y'all know it's the truth. You ever had that idea and said, dog, I got to go home? All day you done been around people you know hate you, can't stand you, jealous of you. But soon you get off work, you say to yourself, man, I gotta go home. And deal with this mess. And guess what God expects out of us? To go home and deal with the mess. And you can deal with it on your job. I'm sure you can deal with it at home. If you can't, I'll throw up a couple extra prayers for you. All right, that's good. But he made himself of no reputation. He abased himself. He neutralized who he really was coming from heaven.
Right.
You know, at any time, Jesus could have called down thousands of angels for defense. But he didn't. Because he had to pay a price. Why did he have to pay a price? To show us that we have got to pay a price. When I found that thing out, Corinne, that scared me. Because I'm going, now, what kind of price do I have to pay, Lord? He said, you don't have enough money. How about I just take you? I said, okay. And it ain't never stopped. Trials, tribulations. A lot of times it feel like I'm walking across the Red Sea and I'm standing in the Jordan. But all I can do is lift my hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Because if you brought me this far, you can take me all the way through. But we got to change our minds and instead of getting mad, praise him. Instead of fussing, praise him. Instead of murmuring and complaining, praise him. That's the mind of God. That's what the mind of God did. The Bible says Jesus never opened up his mouth when they were beating on him and calling him all kind of names. When he stood before the prince or whatever this guy is, he stood before him and they said all kind of stuff. You know, he never did nothing. They say, who do you people want? Barabbas or this one called Jesus? They picked Jesus. Just like Adam picked. Just like Adam decided to take the wrong tree. Man is always making these decisions that cost somebody else their lives. Oh, Lord. I'm not talking about their physical life. I'm talking about your spiritual life. To break you down and make you think less of yourself. Make you feel like you're nobody. But we are somebody. Because we have this God living on the inside of us. If he's in us, that makes us somebody. You can think what you want to think. My mind said, I've changed. I'm changing my mind. I'm the Son of God. I have power over death, hell, and the grave. Say, how you got power over death, hell, and the grave? Well, I'm dying out to me. And I ain't going to hell. He said, what about the grave? See, I'm keeping myself alive, ain't I? With God's vision, I'm keeping myself alive. Amen. When folks start giving up, they lose their power over the grave. You ever heard like somebody, you ever had one of those dreams where you've fallen and you're falling and you're falling and you don't see nothing and you just keep falling and falling and you don't stop falling until you get yourself and holler, Jesus! Wake yourself up and stop that fall. That's called control. And person getting my dream is Adam.
Right.
He want to make sure I wake up sore next morning. He want to make sure I wake up discouraged the next morning. All this stuff is going on in my mind, in my spirit. We got to fight the good fight of faith. We got to live by faith, not by sight. So here we are. The man of God is telling us this, and that and no reputation, and took on him the form of a servant. He became a slave, a bond slave. What that means is he became a bond slave to the fact that, like Paul said also, for I am a slave to Jesus Christ. That means I have allowed myself to become his slave. And the way I'm his slave, anything he tells me to do is what I'm going to do. Amen. Wherever he tells me to go, amen, I'm going to go. If he tells me to love my neighbor, pray for those that spitefully use me, that's what I got to do. Amen. If I'm going to be a slave, well, you can be a slave that's getting paid. I'll leave that one alone. Nevertheless, the form of a servant. And when you look at the word form, it means fundamental nature. That means the way he was able to do that, he took on the nature of his father. That gave him the power to submit himself to his father. Amen. God is looking for a few good people that are willing to sacrifice themselves for the kingdom of God. And you better believe it is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice to love on somebody you know don't like you. That's a major sacrifice in the first place. It's another sacrifice when somebody cuts you off and then you try not to go after it. That's a major sacrifice. Ask me how I know. Sometimes I say, not today, flesh. Not today. I don't have time for it today, old boy. And he say, you see how they just cut you off, though they did it to you twice. I said, not today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then folks in the next car looking at you like you're crazy, because you know I got my windows down. I'm thanking Jesus for keeping me from going after that knucklehead. He done cut me off twice. In days past, I done found him. I'm being for real. And cut him back off. But things had to change in my mind, in my spirit. I can't keep being who Dennis was. I got to try to be who Jesus is. Because Dennis is a nutcase. I see you shaking your head, Reverend. You didn't have to agree with me. I'm glad my wife ain't here. She'd really be on that one. Well, he formed a servant and was made in the likeness of men. It was important that he be made in the likeness of men so that we can understand that the battle is not ours, but it belongs to God, and it's the Christ in us, our hope of glory, that has gave us that ability. That's why it says you can do all things through Christ Jesus, the anointed one that's in you, who saved you. Mean that he's giving you the ability to withstand. And then having all that all done stand, you can keep standing. Amen. That means you don't have to give up. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And being found in the fashion as a man, as being fashioned like us, looks like us. You know what? People are funny. They spent so much time wanting to know what color Jesus was. I don't give a flying flip. I'm saved. His head could have been black. His body could have been white. His feet could have looked like, could have been Japanese color, whatever. All I know, he came and died and rose again that I might have life and that I might have it more abundantly. That's all that's important to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to throw this one out there. When he was walking on the face of the earth, he probably looked like whoever you was. To that race, he looked like that race. To that race, he looked like that. To that race. You forget that all creatures were created by him and for him. Oh boy, y'all gonna be chewing on that one for a minute. He humbled himself. I mean, he emptied himself. That's what the word humble there means. He emptied himself and became obedient, subjective to death. Or it does, the word unto is translated into death. So in order for him to be able to do the second death, he had to overcome the first death. The first death was with him in the garden when he said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But then he realized, if he didn't do that death, couldn't pass that death, he would never give his life. So he had to say, Father, forgive me. I don't know what I'm saying. Let your will be done. That's when he absolutely beat the first death. He accepted it. And after he accepted the first death, then he was ready for the death of the cross. Now he had to, now he's saying, I'm ready to be offered up now. I done passed this test here. You know, I done passed this test. All the turmoil and the trial and the tribulation and all the things that I've been through in these 3.5 years, I'm ready to go home and be my father. But not only that, I'm ready, I'm going to send you a comforter.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a comforter that where I am, you may be also. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I'm not sitting in no house. But you can dwell in me as I dwell in my Father.
Amen.
We look at these words, well, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. It doesn't say he was sitting in a mansion at the right hand of the Father. That's actually talking about he's sitting at the right hand of authority, dominion,
right,
making intercessory for us.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not sure if you're going to ever hear that come out of my mouth. Okay, babe, I'm ready to be offered up.
Right.
I'm going to be how, Lord, find a way to heal me, deliver me, keep me going.
Amen.
Amen. All I want to be is in my right mind.
Amen.
You might get all this, but I want to be here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. I babysitted folks with Alzheimer's. That's some crazy stuff. But that's all a part of being transformed, being renewed in our minds by God. How many understand that? And it is so important. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. If you let him rule your life, you won't need a co-pilot. Amen. God's trying to take us someplace. Remember he said, for in my Father's house there are many mansions. And we know God is the house. The ark is the house. I got someplace you can get to where troubles don't bother you no more. And you're not dead. I got some place you can get to where your financial problems don't threaten you or make you feel bad, but you're not dead. You're living right here on this earth. But I got realms, there are realms in me. There are places in me that you can hide in me. And be protected and have peace and have joy. And do all things that the Word of God says, long-suffering and joy and peace and the Holy Ghost, all these things. You will have this. You've got this right now.
Yeah.
You don't have to go get it. It's in you right now. Remember, Jesus is a prophet. There's a prophet in you. He was an apostle in you. He was an evangelist in you. Whatever Jesus was, whatever he is, he is in you with it.
Amen.
All he's waiting on you to do to exercise your authority in God and allow it to manifest itself. If you don't let it, it won't.
Amen.
That's why he said, hey, let this mind. Have the mind of God. Have the mind of Christ. Because if you have the mind of Christ, you will most definitely do what the Word of God tells you to do when you least expect it.
Right.
We're supposed to practice this thing so it becomes just normal.
Yeah.
When you practice things, when you first started practicing driving, after a while it just became normal. You went from two hands to a finger. It became normal to you. When things become normal to you, you don't have to think about doing them. That's why I said, let this mind be in you, which is Christ Jesus. He didn't have to think about doing what he had to do. Amen. And then Paul came along, and Jesus saved Paul for a reason. Because he looked into Paul's spirit and saw that what he needed the Gentiles to know was in his spirit. So he met him on the road to Damascus. God met me on Damascus. Just like he met you on your road to Damascus.
Yeah.
Amen. And he saved us. And he delivered us. And he set us free. Now he wants us to do what? Stay free. And there's only one way you can stay free, is by standing on this. For the word of God will make you free. Free from your troubles, free from your thoughts, free from your ideas, free from just all kind of stuff. God will free you. God never intended for us to be sad. He always meant for us to be happy. Amen. So, let's be happy. I love that song. Don't worry. Be happy. Only way you can be happy is not to worry. It was just so simple. If you do this word, you let this mind be in you, and you count it not robbery, you think that you have the same mindset and ideas and principles of God, you can be happy. Amen. I didn't figure out how to make me happy. Amen. I have. Been sad. Didn't like that. Been miserable. Like that even more. Disliked that even more. So I decided things that made me miserable, I was going to kick out. But I had to kick them out of me. Then I decided it's about time that I started letting the mind of God rule my life. Amen. Instead of me trying to tell him what to do, I'll let him tell me what to do. Amen. That's when I let that mind start begin dealing with my mind. We're ever growing, maturing in the things of God. We haven't reached there yet, but we're trying to get there.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible says, strive for the high calling which was in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
That means you have to push. Sometimes you have to crawl and scrape and beat yourself through things to get what you need to get from God.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to do, saints. Let the mind of God be in us and eliminate all the stinking thinking that is separating us from God.
Amen.
That is not coming from without, it's coming from within. Things that are in your past, things that you're dealing with in your spirit, is trying to change your way of life.
Right.
You have to tell yourself, I'm a son of the Most High God, I'm a daughter of the Most High God, and my mind belongs to God.
Amen.
It don't belong to nobody else but God. So if my mind belongs to God, I'm going to humble myself, submit myself therefore to his rule, and let the power and the love of God manifest itself in my life that I might shed it abroad.
Amen. Yeah.
God ain't blessing us to keep it to ourselves. Amen. He wants us to give it out. Everybody stand. I was watching the news last night, and I was talking to Sister Sherry about it. They had this, one of those, it's not Gleaners, but it's another place. I got it in my Bible, I mean my phone. But their shelves are empty. Anybody see that?
Yeah.
Their shelves are empty. If you have any canned goods that you'd like to donate, or cereals or that type, get them here to the church, and Rodney and I are going to take stuff over there, and just donate it. Candles, they need peanut butter, jelly, cereals, canned goods. See, this is part of our blessing when we sow into other ministries. And so that's what we can do. We can sow into other ministries. And for people that go there to eat, and they had this one lady on, she almost cried. She was just so sad because there was nothing in the pantry. And she said she was feeding her mother and her kids and her grandkids too or something. And if it wasn't for that pantry, she wouldn't survive. Right. Yep, $400. She gets $400 a week. But after she keeps the heat on and keeps the gas in the car and keeps the car fixed, she don't have nothing left. So she goes there and she gets her groceries. Not just her, but lots of people. So I think it'll be a blessing to this ministry if we sow into that ministry. Because it's not a church, but it's still a ministry. Because they're looking out for the lost. Amen?
Amen.
So I think we need to do that. Amen. Brother Russell brought in a bunch of stuff this morning. I'm going to take that over there. I got a bunch of stuff at home in my pantry. Canned goods. I'm going to get me a couple boxes and fill it up. Because, you know, I got peanut butter and I don't even eat it. Got about 7-8 jars of peanut butter, don't eat it. The only time I eat peanut butter is when my wife decides she wants a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and I take a piece of it. You hardly don't want to eat stuff you had to grow up and live on when you was growing up. I ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, fricasseed, boiled, fried, baked. I was trying to feed this old boy. Amen. Well, I was going to eat. And then when I got old enough to get me a job, I was about 13, I got me a paper route. I decided I wasn't going to eat that my mama food no more. Because my mama couldn't cook. She couldn't. You had to be real hungry. You know how most kids run home at a certain time to go eat? I didn't go. I went to one of my friends' house and ate. You want to eat something, Dennis? Yes, ma'am. I sure do. So that's the plan for that. Amen. If you need a touch from the Lord, I want you to come down.